This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star
Safari.
Deep Sky Adventures.
In the universe.
Deep Sky.
Deep Sky Adventures.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari. Star
Safari. Welcome to Y Space.
Yeah, another week of space. A lot going on in space.
From Christchurch today. We're in Christchurch.
Yep, lovely day in Christchurch. Now, last night we went to the Canterbury Astronomical Society's observatory, which is absolutely awesome at West Melton.
It was phenomenal.
And we took our little tiny telescope called a Sea Star, and
we competed against other amazing people with their own Sea Stars.
Yeah, there were three Sea Stars.
Three Sea Stars. The Battle of Sea Stars.
It's like a little robotic telescope
workshop
thing. Yeah. And, of course, there's some enormous telescopes there as well. So we got to have a look at those, which is pretty cool.
Canterbury Astronomical Society, they have public days every Wednesday and Friday. You can go there and check out their telescopes.
Yeah, so if you have a look on
what night,
website,
public night.
Down in Christchurch, you want to head out to the Canterbury Astronomical Society's public viewing sessions, have a look on their website. They'll tell you when they are, and you can book tickets there.
And you can see some amazing telescopes.
Yeah, they're all great sights. And it's far enough out of Christchurch that you don't have too much light pollution from the city, which is really cool.
And they have a what do they say, hot room, warm room?
Warm room, yeah.
Warm room. So there's a room where you can actually go and warm yourself if it's too cold outside, which is so cool.
So because what normally happens with telescopes is they're outside and it's cold.
And you have to keep them at outside temperature.
Yeah, because they're looking at stars and stuff. Now, of course, if you're out looking in the telescope, you're going to get cold. But if you're taking pictures with a camera, say, attached to the telescope, what a lot of astronomers do, well, they'll go into a room near the telescope called a warm room and keep warm and watch the data come in from the camera into their computer, and then they can see the picture build. So we sort of did that. We set our Sea Star up outside and then sat in the warm room and warmed up. And watch the picture build, which is quite cool. And we took a picture of a nebula called Banana Nebula.
Everybody was obviously singing Banana Nana.
Yeah. NGC 3199 is its catalog number.
It's a very cool nebula.
Yeah.
Very, very awesome. So what was that nebula?
Well, it's just part of the nebula around Eta Carinae. So it's a big area where you've got...
And Running Chicken, right?
Yeah,
weird names for Banana Nebula.
Mm. Running Chicken Nebula looks vaguely like a running chicken. If you use a lot of imagination, it doesn't really look like one.
Yeah.
It's kind of between, it's not far from the Southern Cross, kind of up the Milky Way, but from the Southern Cross. It's quite a cool nebula. And that came out really well.
It's got an enormous star in the center of it.
Oh, we'll have to have a look for that.
Yeah, it's a Wolf Rayet star, which is a star that we were looking at, these ginormous stars.
Yeah, tend to be more than 30 times the mass of the sun, so big stars. And we also saw the comet. There's a cool comet in the sky at the moment. Hopefully you've seen it because it's starting to disappear from the sky. It's called C2025 R3 Pan-STARRS. I think we spoke about this before. It looks really cool. When you actually see it, it's kind of this greeny, bluey color, and you can, in the telescope, you can just sort of see a tail dropping off behind it or underneath it. We've taken a few photos of it. They come out quite well.
Yeah, but now it's like really, really low, but still pretty amazing comet, considering we're never going to see it again. So much stuff in the sky. It's
I'm seeing
here. It. It's when?
170,000 years.
Oh, good. Good. Good on you. Yeah.
It's going to come back.
Yeah.
Make sure you're ready for next time.
Yeah. Good idea.
117,000 years, roughly. Mark it in your diary.
And come and do observing.
Comets do other stuff too. They leave a trail of debris behind them. So Halley's Comet left a trail of debris behind it as it trundles around the sun. And at the moment, we're flying through that debris and we get a meteor shower.
Yay!
Yeah, so all the meteor cameras around New Zealand are recording a few more extra meteors that they're seeing each night, and that's because we're going through the debris left behind from Halley's Comet's trip around the sun.
Right now, yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, they're quite amazing, you know, these effects of that we see from these comets. Yeah.
And we actually see them on the camera. On the meteor camera.
Meteors, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We see those meteors. And we were at Star Safari Observatory last week.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at the picture that you have compiled and put on the website.
Yep.
That shows what happened in the last 2 weeks. And 2 weeks before, it was rainy time, if people remember how rainy it was for a whole week, even more than a week, and we couldn't really see much stuff because the sky was covered. And now we went and all of a sudden the sky had so much stuff on it, so many meteor trails. It was incredible, and it just shows the difference between times.
Yeah, well, if it's not cloudy, then you can obviously see more shooting stuff.
But we were also going through one of these trails, so you could see way more meteors. I've seen so many meteors last week. I just couldn't believe it. There were so many.
Yeah, it's sort of saturating it. Yeah. And so when was it? Two nights ago, there was probably about half the meteor tracks picked up by the camera were from the meteor shower, which is pretty cool. Mm.
And, you know, if you think how tiny these things are.
A grain of sand.
Yeah, it is really incredible. For good night, good light show. So yeah, don't turn your light on. We already have light shows from the universe.
Yes, we've got better light shows.
Better light shows from the universe than our silly goose light shows at home when we turn all the light on.
So the other thing we're going to see, the thing we're going to start seeing a bit less of now, of course, is aurora, because the sun is exiting its maximum. That's solar maximum, and it's getting quieter again. Though we've been taking pictures of the sun last couple of weeks, and there's still a lot of sunspots on it. Some quite big sunspot regions too. So the sun's still capable of throwing a lot of material out. In fact, it did a big coronal mass ejection day before yesterday, but not in our direction. So we'll get no aurora from that. But it sort of blasted all this stuff out into another direction to the solar system. It's quite cool.
But we had an amazing solar cycle, this one that just finished, because we had so many aurora events. And even though people have better phones now and everybody's more accessible, you can take more pictures and so on, we still had those really big CMEs that made those amazing auroras a couple of years ago, which we saw from Wairarapa.
That's a good one this year too.
Yeah. Mm. Well, except that it was cloudy.
Yeah.
So, wow. Whereas we didn't see these in the past years, did we?
No, the last solar cycle was a bit quieter. And the one before that actually was pretty quiet as well. But what's kind of funny though is, like, you know, technology's marched on. So now everybody has a really powerful camera in their pocket. Which takes great shots of the aurora. I mean, your phones do incredible pictures. They're really, really good.
No, but we saw these things with our eyes.
Yeah. But, of course, now you can photograph them. They look brilliant. Yeah. We haven't really been able to do that before from a decent solar cycle because, you know, they're only every 11 years. And the, you know, previous one, 11 years, what phones we have 11 years ago? Like Apple iPhone 1. Oh, no, it wouldn't be. It was probably a 5.
Maybe a 5, yeah.
And the one before that, it was the iPhone -4.
Yeah, so
there was no iPhone. Would have been the Nokia one where you had to press the button heaps to send texts.
Yeah, now you have a planetarium in your pocket and all sorts of things. But if you do happen to be in Christchurch, do come and have a a good look at the observatory here. It's looked after by amazing people who will be very happy to share their incredible knowledge with you, and you get a warm room to sit in and hang around with other people who are very passionate about space and astronomy.
So astronomers have these amateur astronomers have these get-togethers. They call star dates, right? It's not some kind of dating thing. It's where everyone gets together with their telescopes at a paddock somewhere, and they enjoy looking at the sky and
they
sharing
favorite,
your telescope, and they share information on cool things to look at their telescopes, and which is really cool. So Canterbury Astronomical Society, they run an annual star date at a place called Staveley, not far from Methven. Mount Summer, that kind of area, up against the hills or the mountains, in about February every year, isn't it? Mid to late February, March, sometime around then. And it's really cool. So we've been to a few of them, and we really enjoy coming down to them. But it's a great bunch. But it's quite cool because everyone sets up their telescopes, and it always starts with a telescope walk. So you line all your telescopes up, getting ready for the evening. Of course, before it gets dark, then everybody there just does a walk around the telescopes, and everybody talks about their telescope, a little bit of history, why they've got it, why they've picked that particular piece of equipment, and then the kinds of stuff they look at through it, which is really cool because you actually get some great ideas about what amazing telescope you could get next. You could always get a better telescope, see. So it's quite cool to see other people's equipment.
And this is grassroots, so it's not like there's a program or anything. Everybody's just like, oh, let's go and have a look at everybody else's telescopes.
And then you actually start using them. So if the weather's good, then you just start observing, and that's great. You can pop around, look at everybody else's telescope, see what they're looking at. You'll have people there taking pictures of amazing objects in the night sky.
And then there is the Phoenix Astronomical Society star date.
Which is, when do we do that one?
April? March?
Yeah, about March.
Okay, I'm sure if Jeff, if you're listening now,
he'll correct us.
Yes.
And that's quite cool. So that's run in Carterton, normally at the Event Centre. And so that's a day of talks by people who are doing different things in astronomy. And then in the evening, we normally host a day up at Star Safari, or an evening session up at the Star Safari, but also then an evening session that is always held at West Taratahi Hall, which is pretty cool spot, nice and dark, and the members of TPAS and friends come out with their telescopes and do the same thing. So that's the Phoenix Astronomical Society star date. There's other star dates happen as well. There's the central one, which is held up in Napier every year. That's in the Tukituki Valley.
Yeah.
That's quite good. It's a good one. I think Hibiscus Coast have one as well, don't they? Does Auckland have one?
I'm sure they do. Yeah,
probably do. And there's another one down in Invercargill as well. So these star dates happen all around the country. New Zealand has very active astronomical societies,
which is pretty amazing.
Mm.
But it should be like that with the sky that we have in here.
Yeah, we have incredible sky. Mm.
So what's in the sky for the next couple of weeks? We have Scorpius coming higher and higher and higher. And so we're going to observe the center of our galaxy in a better position. And with it come all those clusters and nebulae and things that we missed from last year, which is really cool to have them back online. We have Orion setting. And when you look towards west, you're going to notice three stars on a row. And what's really cool about those three stars on a row is that the lowest one, called Mintaka, wherever that star goes down, that is perfectly west. So you find the three stars of Orion's belt, you know where east and west is basically, but west in our case, and east obviously is 180 degrees from it. Because normally you say, oh, west is in the direction of the setting sun, but it's not really in the direction of the setting sun, because the setting sun changes where it sits every single day as we go around the sun, and our axis of Earth is inclined. The way things look from Earth, they look as if the sun changes its position every single day along the horizon. But reliable signs are the stars, and especially those three stars in Orion's belt, because everybody knows Orion's belt. They're very, very bright and beautiful. And then the Saturn cross is really high, and that side of the Milky Way, that is, we can see the two sides of the Milky Way coming from the galactic center, going on one side towards the west through the Saturn cross, through the Diamond cross, through the False cross, through the Big Dog, Canis Major, and onto Orion on one side, and Taurus, which is the edge of the galaxy, towards the edge on that side. And towards the eastern side of the sky, you've got Sagittarius. And I think that's it at this time of the year, because we will have to wait for another month to see the next constellation coming up.
Which is
the Gold Flag.
Ah, the Great Gold Flag.
The great constellation of the Gold Flag. So
it's even a place in astronomy for people who play golf.
Yeah, for those of you out there who are golf players, and I'm thinking of you, Dean.
Yep, Dean, if you can hear
us. Dean, if you can hear us. That's where your constellation comes. That doesn't mean that the golf season is the best in 2 months from now. But that's when those stars are in the sky.
You need that to help your game performance, then that's good. So it's a cool part of the sky. So because it's the middle of the galaxy, so that's when you've got lots of nebula and heaps of stars. It's like it's such a bright part of the sky. But there's some really beautiful star clusters in there. So Ptolemy's cluster, which is a lovely one. It's really cool. That's big, bright blue stars. And you can actually see it's like a little fuzzy clump that's just underneath Scorpius. So really, really beautiful star cluster. Next door to that one is Butterfly Cluster, which looks like a moth.
But it's very cute. It looks like a butterfly. It looks like it has antennae and things like that.
Yeah. Might have been because when they named it, maybe the butterflies weren't sort of big and
they were
like modern butterflies. <don't know>. Screw as a scrawny butterfly. And there's a few, and there's some really lovely nebulas over these big gas clouds in that area as well. So as Sagittarius gets higher, then you've got these very beautiful nebula, like Lagoon Nebula, Eagle Nebula. Eagle Nebula is the home for the very famous picture that Hubble Space Telescope took of was Pillars of Creation.
So if you plan on getting any sea star very soon, do get one.
You go crazy on that.
Crazy on that one.
Yes, so the sea star.
So the sea star is pretty amazing because you just plonk it on the ground and all you have to worry about is making it level. And it's easy to do that because it tells you what to do. And then you don't have to worry about polar aligning it. You don't have to worry about where to find things. You don't have, as long as the thing is leveled, it's fine. And as long as there's no dog around or no cat to jump on it or anything like that. So you need to make sure that you put it on something that is solid. Maybe a pier would be a good one.
Or hedgehogs.
Hedgehogs. Yeah. Or a hedgehog too. But you can get a pier. Or possums or anything like that.
Morpork's won't really affect them.
Do you think they won't land on it? I saw a morpork on a sky camera once.
Actually, maybe they would.
Yeah, it was very funny because you could see the claws on the camera, on, you know, cameras, those cameras that take pictures, all sky pictures of the night sky.
Well, actually, to be fair, so it doesn't look like we're advertising sea star.
We're not advertising sea star.
There's other ones as well. There's Dwarf, which I don't know who makes that one, but that's a lot of people taking great pictures of those. There's, is it EV Scope? They're a lot dearer, but they get amazing pictures out of those. There's the Celestron Origin, which is a very – and so all of these are smart telescopes of varying prices. And so what that basically means is the telescope has already figured out how to do all the hard work, and it takes great pictures. And they have really good cameras.
Do you feel mugged?
Mugged after setting up years of having a spaghetti of wires and trying to get, you know, the other traditional kind of telescopes working. Mm-hmm. But that was part of the fun, actually.
It was part of it. I think it's still it's like when people invented, I don't know.
Bread.
TV.
Sliced bread. It just made life easier, didn't it?
Just made life easier, yeah. But I think that
you didn't have to cut it yourself.
The charm of doing this astronomy thing is going outside at night. It's good to have a warm room, though. It's a brilliant idea. Yeah, we've got to build one. Yeah, we got to build one. But yeah, other than that, if you feel like hanging out with people who absolutely love the night sky and can tell you, and they can talk.
Join an astronomical society.
Yeah, yeah. So if or come to Star Safari. This is where I was hinting.
Well, that too. But if you really like stargazing and you want to get into it yourself, the best place to go is an astronomical society. So join an astronomical society. You've got a whole bunch of people that are really into astronomy, and they'll help you figure out what telescopes to buy. They've got their own telescopes they'll let you use and stuff. So it's pretty good. It's a great little – they're scattered all around the country, so it's pretty cool. And, well, that's us for another episode. So clear skies, everybody.
Clear skies, and you'll hear from us next time.
Yeah.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star
Safari.
Deep Sky Adventures.
In the universe.
Deep Sky.
Deep Sky Adventures.
Star Safari.
Star Safari.
Star Safari. Star Safari.